This is Grooming Unleashed, episode 3, Barkley Hershey Show.
Hey, hey, you found us. This is Grooming Unleashed, where we learn and talk about the ins and outs of the pet grooming industry. From pro groomers and salon owners to show hosts and dog handlers, we'll jump into the stressful and crazy stories of the day-to-day operations of the crazy world of grooming. I'm your host, Ryan Alvarez. Our podcast is sponsored by Loyalty Pet Products. Loyalty Pet Products provides quality grooming tools and accessories at an affordable price. From shears to stripping knives to smocks and hammocks, Loyalty Pet Products has an essential tool to fit your expectation and style. Use code UNLEASHED to save 10% today. Loyalty Pet Products, uniquely designed, beautifully priced.
Hey everyone, this is Ryan Alvarez with Grooming Unleashed. Hope you all are doing well. So we were supposed to have my wife, Jazair Alvarez, on episode 3. However, after we packed up and everything from our Loyalty Pet Products booth, the last day she was starting to get a scratchy throat, and it's just been downhill since. I've actually heard quite a few people getting sick at the show. And one of the future guests, and we'll get into this in a little bit, one of the future guests that I have on the schedule is getting over a sickness also that she got while she was at the show as well. But so speedy recovery to my wife, Jazair. I'm sure she'll be fine. She's just got a scratchy throat. She actually did not want to go in today to work. Who does? But anyway, Saturday is obviously the busiest day for the grooming shop. So she was a trooper and she made it in. But we'll get her on the schedule sometime here soon to talk about owning a salon and whatnot. But I decided I am going to go ahead and talk about the Hershey Grooming Expo, because I don't want to talk from a vendor standpoint, although that would be a good episode to do as well. But I really wanted to kind of get you guys that have never been to a grooming competition or trade show or anything like that. I really want to go a little bit behind the scenes from a non-groomer's perspective so that you guys will get out of your comfort zone a little bit and get out there, because there's many locations that these expos and trade shows and competitions are now occurring. And I really think that you guys should at least take it upon yourself to, if not just be a spectator, but eventually to take seminars and eventually compete, because I think that that's when you guys learn from some of the best. Some of the judges are incredible. And, you know, when you are not first place or second place or even, you know, honorable mention, that's usually when you get the most feedback. But you have to ask, obviously. And we'll get into that in just a second. So, first off, I want to thank Barkley Productions. You guys did an amazing job. It was an awesome show. This is the show that just ended this past weekend in 2019 in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Couldn't have asked for better weather. I know last year it was pretty wet, but being from Florida, we're used to that. It was really hot the first day that we got to Pennsylvania. And then just
I want to thank Todd Shelley
and the Barkley Productions team that put together an amazing show. It was a steady flow of groomers. I heard really good feedback about the seminars, the speakers, the judges, the competitions. Everything went really smoothly. the 80s party was awesome. And the internet mingle that Jameson and Melina Kahn of DMK Boutique put on was really, that was fun. That was a great way to kind of kickstart the weekend for groomers that got their day early and wanted to get some giveaways from vendors. So that was a lot of fun. So basically this show, this episode, I should say, is going to be broken down to 5 bullet points as to why you should go to a grooming competition somewhere around you. You might be in the middle of the Midwest, and there might be not too many opportunities for you guys to go. But if you're talking a 5 or 6 hour drive, go with a couple people that you think you're going to enjoy the trip with and make everlasting memories with that, because that, in my opinion, that is what's going to happen. Again, I know I'm probably going to say this every single episode, but I'm not a groomer. I don't have aspirations to be. I might be one day, I just don't know, but I've taken the bather certification course, which I took actually at a trade show, and I learned a lot. But I really think that you guys, from my eyes and my point of view, not being a groomer and still really looking forward to it, not just as a vendor, but as somebody who I feel like I always learn something from somebody. And I can only imagine what it's like to be a groomer and to kind of pick the brains of people in the industry that are there in person that you only maybe see on Facebook or Instagram. So without further ado, here are my 5 bullet points. We'll keep this episode brief because next weekend I will release an episode with an actual guest. So I apologize that you have to hear just my voice again. But again, you know, my wife's a little under the weather, so can't fault her for that. So first bullet point, why you guys should go to a grooming competition or a trade show near you. Easy, making connections, and it's, you know, having fun. A different side of groomers that you look up to that you maybe never looked at in that aspect. So for example, on Friday night, this past Friday night, in Hershey, they put on the 80s party. Now, it was free for everyone to go. Obviously, there was a cash bar, but you know, you got to see some people high up, or this is not even a word, but role model-ish in the industry, just kind of letting loose and having fun and just being themselves. And when you see them in that sort of light, it kind of opens things up for you to feel a little bit more comfortable to go up and talk to them. And that's the way it should be. And so the 80s party was Friday night, and then Saturday night was the Barclay Honors, which you do have to pay for a ticket to go to that. It's kind of like a, I wouldn't call it a gala per se, but you definitely, you know, it's something that you should dress up for. And, you know, they kind of make it out to be like the Oscars. It's not, but it's definitely something that the industry needs in terms of recognizing those that have made the industry better. Tons of categories. And this particular year, they put on kind of like a fun little skit to introduce the host, which was Jay Scruggs, who did an awesome job. And so, yeah, just making connections, not only with vendors, with groomers, but with people that you guys are in the industry with, other groomers. When you're taking a seminar and 2 seats next to you, you know, the same person is nodding at the same thing that you're nodding at because the speaker is pointing out something that is a problem, and you both are agreeing, and you kind of make that eye contact, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, I just made a new best friend here. You slide on over, you start comparing notes, you take notes, and then all of a sudden you have a coffee with each other when the seminar ends. That's how the industry is going to get better. So that is the first main reason why I think you guys should go. Second reason, there's always new products that are debuted at these shows. I know we, Loyalty Pet Products, definitely had some that are still not even on the website right now. But you can't beat the discounts and the trade show specials. You know, you're obviously going to have your Black Friday sales and things like that. But usually what they do is they try to give you a percentage off the booth, or if you buy X amount, you can get X amount free. There's usually free samples. It's a really great opportunity for you guys to get the most bang for your buck. So yeah, it might cost a little bit of money for you to travel and to stay in a hotel, for, you know, even getting into the trade show if you don't get a ticket from somewhere, which free trade show tickets are out there. You just have to look and, you know, keep your eyes peeled. But you know, you're probably going to be coming out ahead anyways when you get products that you need for the upcoming year for grooming that are going to make your job easier. Again, you always have to look at things as an investment, not necessarily as just money out of your pocket. If you are looking at a pair of scissors that's a little bit more expensive and you can save some money at the trade show, and those scissors are going to cause you to do more dogs over the course of the year because they cut really well, well, that is an investment. You're going to get more money back than what's coming out of your wallet or your purse. Bullet point number three is the seminars and just the spectating of the competition. So the seminars I already mentioned, you know, I am now a certified bather. I decided to take a bathing course with the amazing speaker. I believe it was Lisa DiMarino, and she was up for Speaker of the Year, by the way. Totally awesome lady, very approachable. She talks as if like she's at Thanksgiving with family and friends, just and she's definitely willing and able to answer any questions that you have after the seminar. But so I took that bather course in Ohio and I learned a lot, and it helped me out when I did help my wife out over the summer at the shop just for those 2 months or whatever that I was able to help her out. And I think with you guys being groomers, there's always something that you can learn, always. Of course, you know, Asian fusion's been around for several years now, mainstream, I guess you could say, and there's always going to be something that's coming out, whether it be a new style or new products, anything like that, that you need to learn about or from. And yeah, some speakers are better than others, but you have to really pick and choose. And this is probably the one downfall of these shows. I don't know if you guys have ever been on a cruise, but when you get on a cruise, they give you this itinerary of like your 3 days or 4 days or whatever. And it's just so much stuff. They've got yoga at 9 a.m. and ping pong tournament at 9 a.m. and drinks on the balcony at 9 a.m. And it's like you have to really pick and choose what you want to do on Friday at 9 a.m. because at these trade shows, there's multiple seminars going on at the same time. And you might really want to see a speaker who you've always wanted to quote unquote meet that might not be talking about a topic that you really want to learn about. So you kind of have to, and to be honest with you, some groomers just, they go there for the seminars and then like day two hits and they're just, they go to a Starbucks and then they just chill out. Which it is what it is. You know, it is a very exhausting weekend. I know, I'm just blaster on here, but, Jilly Mooch had a perfect hashtag. She said it was Hershey Hangover. And it's absolutely right. Here it is a week later. So it's Saturday night that I'm recording this on September 21st. And I still feel like I'm out of it time-wise and just drained. That's how you guys will be when you go to these trade shows. It's something that you have to... I don't know if you'll ever get used to it, to be honest with you, but it is a long weekend and it's totally worthwhile. And if you guys can get, you know, four seminars under your belt, I mean, that's a lot to take back to your shop for the upcoming year or even upcoming months. All it takes, and I know this is kind of weird to bring up, but I used to model, and I still remember I would do like as many different shoots as possible with amateur photographers and professional photographers and stuff, because in my opinion, if one picture that entire weekend made it to like my portfolio and made a difference, then it was totally worth it. So for you guys, if you learn one thing in your entire weekend, in all those seminars and all the money that you spent, and that makes you a better groomer, then guess what? It was totally worth the money and it was totally worth your time. So that is something as far as the seminars. That's my third bullet point. I'm not done yet on that because you always have those competitions that are going up on stage. Definitely spectate, watch, find a person that either is like your style or somebody that you find approachable, Or you might latch onto a dog that you find really just mesmerizing and watch how they groom those dogs during the competition. Because eventually, you're going to get to that point where that's going to be you. And that's a good thing. That's what you want. You want to get up on that stage in front of those people who are then admiring you and your work. Because it's a cycle. It really is. I mean, you know, Lion King has a circle of life, but it's the circle of education. Somebody's going to be teaching you, and then hopefully you guys are going to be teaching someone else. And as some of you guys know, I'm a full-time teacher, and that's why I love it. Because I know that the people that I teach are going to eventually be teaching other people something that I taught them. Might not be out of a book, but it might be a life lesson. And that's what life's all about, is passing on what you have learned from someone else. Fourth bullet point, get out of your comfort zone. A lot of you guys might be the most amazing groomer in Pawtucket, Minnesota. I don't even know if that's a city, but you catch my drift. A small city groomer who, you know, might do 4 or 5 dogs a day, and you might be exquisite. Like, you might be really, really good. But, and maybe that's all you want to do, is be the best groomer for that small town. There's nothing wrong with that. However, you should always have big goals and big dreams in your head. Under the lights, everyone kind of looking at you and just wanting to like see what you do next, even if it's in that small shop, because you want your customers to feel 100% complete trust with you to do anything to their dog. That's the main goal. That really is. And you might be saying, well, yeah, well, good luck. I know customers are not that easy to just say, here, you can do what you want. But I'm telling you right now, if you start entering grooming competitions and you start winning awards, you start winning first place this, first place that, and you're putting it up on your shop wall, somebody's going to ask a question about where did that come from, or why do you have all these awards? And then you can tell them. And it's just like selling a product. When a customer sees how passionate you are about what you do or what you sell, then you have a customer in terms of they're sold. And that's the whole thing. If I have a groomer that is going into all this detail about all the work and all the education and everything that they did to get to that point where they won an award, and then, of course, you show them the picture of your award-winning dog, yeah, I'm definitely going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say, you know what? I don't want to get my my puppy cut. I want you to try to do whatever you want to do on my dog. I trust you. That's what your goal should be, because you want that customer. And so going back to that small town groomer, again, you might be great within 10 miles. You want people to come 100 miles away from your shop because they want you to groom their dog. And that is what your goal should be. And all of this stuff comes from going to trade shows and competitions and getting out of that comfort zone. All right. Last but not least, the bullet point number 5 is competing. You guys want to, you know, I know you guys want to be the best in your shop. You might want to be the best in your region, but something might be holding you back to get up on stage to be the best among the best. Maybe you might think that you are not ready. Who is ready? You know, I'm married. I have kids. I didn't think I was ready for marriage. I didn't think I was ready to have kids. I didn't think I was ready to buy a house. I have all these things now, and I was perfectly ready for it. It was just something was holding me back. So when you guys are thinking about you're not ready for entering a competition that's up on stage, you will never know unless you try. And just like I said about, you know, the earlier bullet point, if you fail, if you lose, that's when you learn the most. Because these judges, and don't be afraid to ask them either, these judges are going to tell you what you did wrong and what you can do better. They're also going to tell you what you did right. And these are the things that you need to take home with you. But, you know, with my wife, Jazair, she just I knew, and I still know, she's an amazing groomer. But for her, she was always saying like, oh, I'm not ready. And I told her, I was like, look, I'll pay for, and this is before we were married, I'll pay for your entry fee. I just want you to be up there, and I think you deserve to be, and I want to see how you do. Well, finally, not this past October, but the October before, she entered, and she learned so much in terms of the competition. Like, you know, you're timed. You have a specific amount of time to groom your dogs, which, again, you're getting out of your comfort zone. So she learned, and she caught the bug. Now she loves competing. She's competed for IJA. Actually, I just found out about an hour ago that she's up for IJA Best All-Around Groomer, which is awesome because we weren't notified of anything, and I actually just found somebody else's post that they were nominated for something. So, a little plug for my wife. If you get a chance to nominate and vote for her for IJA Best All-Around Groomer on the IJA website for voting, that would mean a lot. But I digress. What I'm saying is she's now caught the bug to where she loves competing. And I love watching her compete. And even though she hasn't won an award yet, she's always taking things back with her. She's always learning something from each competition because there's different judges. And different judges see different things. And then they give different pointers. And all these things equal out to her becoming a better groomer. And so it's a win-win. So that's the fifth bullet point. Definitely get into these competitions. I know that some are starting to have like competitions for, I mean, there's obviously an entry level competition for those people who have not competed before, but there's also, I think Jazair is going to be entering in a grooming competition in January, for future of the industry. And it's for people who have been competitively grooming for 4 years or less and have not won an award. So those two things, I mean, it's right up her alley. And so we'll see how she does. But those are definitely five top reasons why I think you guys should go to a grooming competition / trade show in your area, or at least in your region, and go with friends. Find people on Facebook. People are always wanting to go. And that's how you build the bond in the industry. So a couple things, and then that's going to wrap it up for today's episode. But I did want to tell you some of the future shows that are coming up. And those are Barclays putting together the New England Grooming Show, which is coming in Sturbridge, Massachusetts on October 10th through the 13th. There's Groom Expo West, which is in Pasadena, California, February 20th through the 23rd. Intergroom in New Jersey, which is April 2nd through April 5th. Let's see here. Northwest Grooming Show, which I believe is the second year that it's going on, is May 14th through May 17th in Tacoma, Washington. And then Pet Quest on June 11th through June the 14th in Wilmington, Ohio. And then All-American Grooming Show, August 13th through August 16th in Schaumburg, Illinois. Now, that's all Barclays productions and events. There is one coming up next month in Orlando, Florida, and that is Fun in the Sun. And that is actually where we first got started. That was, you know, my whole origin story of when my wife and I were dating. That's where she took me, and that started this whole path, this whole journey. And that is October, I believe it's the 25th through the 27th. It's always the weekend before Halloween. And again, that's in Orlando, Florida. There's the AKC National Championship put on by Royal Canin. That's in December. I believe it's December 12th through the 17th this year. And that's also in Orlando, Florida. In January, Groomer of the Year, Philip Nathmeyer, and someone else is putting together the Palmetto Grooming Show, which is actually taking place at Hilton Head, South Carolina. That is, I believe, January 9th through the 12th. And we're going to be going to that. I think that's a newer show. And so we're excited about that one. Never been to Hilton Head before. And last but not least, in June, first week of June is in Louisiana. It's Mardi Gras. It's the Mardi Gras Grooming Expo and Trade Show, but people like to call it the Mardi Gras, P-A-W. But so those shows are all available and they're all over the nation. So definitely check those out. And you guys can check out the shows for Barkley at barkley.com. And I'm trying to think of what else. I believe that is going to wrap up this episode. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Grooming Unleashed. And please support us by subscribing and sharing this with your other grooming friends. If you have any comments about this episode, I'd love to hear from you guys. I might be giving out a prize as well. If you guys put a comment on our Instagram profile that you loved the show and tag us in it, we are at Grooming Unleashed Podcast on Instagram. That's at Grooming Unleashed Podcast, and that's on Instagram. We do have a Facebook page, but I don't think there's too much traffic on there just yet. Really focusing on just getting these all out to the podcast platforms as well as Instagram. So I want to thank you guys very much. And without further ado, stay tuned. I wanted to put these out every 2 weeks, but because I did not have a guest this particular show, I'm probably going to be putting one out in a week or so. Be looking out for that. Oh, that was the one other thing I wanted to tell you. I am so excited. I can't believe I almost forgot this. I'm so excited to tell you who we have lined up for our podcast. So all of these people have already verbally committed to me in person. And again, this goes back to the making connections because I saw almost all of these people at the show this past weekend in Hershey. So we have Laura Jane Taylor, who was up for podcast, vlog, and blog of the year. She's going to be one of our next guests. Let's see, Mackenzie Murphy, sweetheart and very talented groomer for the Love Groomers team. And while we're on that topic, Philip Nathmeyer, who won Groomer of the Year at the Barkley Honors night. He's going to be on the podcast, another part of Love Groomers team, as well as Brian Cuoco, who won Up and Coming Groomer of the Year, also part of Love Groomers grooming team. We also will be talking with Blake Hernandez, who won a couple of Barkley honors this past weekend as well. Jonathan David, who won Judge of the Year. And so Allison Brooks, who is definitely lighting some fires on social media with her YouTube channel, Pause Let's Chat, as well as her Instagram fame. We have Chris Berry. I'm very excited to interview her. She's actually probably going to be on the podcast quite a bit. She was up for Journalist of the Year, Book of the Year, and Speaker of the Year. And Chris Berry was very, very excited to get on the podcast. She wants to talk about groomer safety first. So I'm excited about that. She's excited to be on the podcast as well. And we have a couple others lined up as well. We have somebody in the CBD oil industry that's going to be coming on the podcast, as well as I'm going to be contacting a nutritionist and a chiropractor, because all these things add up to you being better groomers. So all of those things, as well as other guests, and I want to end it with, I want to thank, there are two shows that are coming up that have, oh, I forgot to mention Atlanta Pet Fair. Atlanta Pet Fair also is in March. That is another big grooming competition and trade show, obviously in Atlanta. So don't forget that one as well. But I've been asked to speak at the Palmetto Grooming Show that I mentioned that's coming in January, but also at the Atlanta Pet Fair by Chris Berry. Chris Berry asked me to speak at that one. So very excited because that is a large show. So yeah, definitely look to see me as a speaker at one of those two shows. And we'll just basically be talking about building your brand and building your social presence to kind of get more customers. And now that is a wrap. So I want to thank you guys very much, and stay tuned for episode 4 coming up shortly. And that's about it. You guys have a wonderful day. Take care. This is Ryan Alvarez with Grooming Unleashed. We appreciate all of you out there who are following and enjoying the podcast. If you could leave a glowing review for Grooming Unleashed, it would mean a lot to us, as well as sharing with your grooming friends, coworkers, bosses, and anyone else in the industry. It would mean a lot. It also would mean a lot if you would visit our sponsor, Loyalty Pet Products, at www.loyaltypetproducts.com. And don't forget, you can use the code UNLEASHED to save 10% off of your next order. Thank you very much for our sponsorship, Loyalty Pet Products, and thank you to all of you guys who are listening to us at Grooming Unleashed. We appreciate you and your support.